KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the radio portion. We've got quite a number of folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over and get our Echo Link stations. I would like to say good evening to AA4GH. That's Mr. Gus down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're at Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride. KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, it's up there in Hendersonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, up there down there in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, up there at Table Rock. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And K4GAT, that's Mr. Mike, he's in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KA3WPP, that's Mr. Howard in Piedmont. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine of Traveler's Rest. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate all of you fine folks using the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Now we'll go over to our Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Zulu, KQ4AZ. Gary, this is Kevin down in 96. I'll be negative a negative, 73 to all on the net. Have a good evening. Back to net control.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KQ4AZ. That's Mr. Kevin down there in 96. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you are doing well. Now we'll go over to the RF check-ins, starting with Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net.
Control. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central. Going to be negative and negative.
This is Kilo Juliet 4 Bravo Kilo India. AJ4BKI. Jack, over in Rock Hill, man. Finally got in on time. Very brave, ma'am. Going back the other way. Take care.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. They're down there in Piedmont. And Rick brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, down there in Ware Shoals via telephone relay. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Rick. Please tell Miss Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And K4AFT, that's Mr. Michael down there in Central. Appreciate you being here, Michael. Hope you're doing well. And KJ4BKI, that's Mr. Jack up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo 4, HKX Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. And Gary, I have no comment or no traffic tonight, but please tell Joy at least not that hello. And it was good to see you yesterday.
Yeah, 4DOS. And Gary, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
KOS. Please check in Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. This is Connor. I'm mobile over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's at, up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise, Joy and I said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Patrick, I really enjoyed it yesterday. Had a wonderful time. Then we go, like to say good evening to KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And K4HNR, that's Mr. Connor, mobile over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Connor. You be careful out there on the mobile. I hope you are doing well. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Called KI4DOS.
Mr. Gary. KI4DOS, get me checked in there at KC4PLT, Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, and I'll be short time listening. Tell Miss Joy I said hello also. Good evening to everybody on the net.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. I'll relay your message in there to Joy, as well as Patrick and anybody else that has something to say to Joy. But appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well down there. Additional stations in the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For Echo Delta Whiskey, Ned and Brevard, no traffic, over.
Good evening to M4EDW, Mr. Ed over there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Let's move up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS. Whiskey and Miss Joy are both well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Very thanks. Hope you enjoy your well. Tell her we said hello. Believe it's all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to W4IOS. K-C-I-O-E. That's Mr. Sid. He's up here in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy as well. And I might as well say good evening to K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. And she's in the other room. She was reading a book when I came into the ham shack. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Flown up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Well, check in, WG4MC, Matt West from Greenwood County, Bina Ava Native, 73, to you all on the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
The afternoon, Daddy, please check in. 202 are to India now. Love and Edmund are the major to the major.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well, and I'll relay your message to Joy. Then we got my buddy Walt, K4OIM, over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Please tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Thanks for taking the time to be with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing good. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Enjoy, everyone on the net. Please check in out of turn. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, I'm mobile in Greenville. About to be destinated. Wasn't going to make it to my group in time. Thanks for calling the net, Gary. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's out there mobiling around Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Don't worry about where you are. You come in here when you can. It doesn't make any difference to me. But please be careful out there on the mobile, and when you get home, tell Beth and everybody we said hello. Let's see here. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet, Bill, and Capian. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary, and Joy, and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Tom.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, y'all got me in reverse order tonight. Yeah, y'all threw me a little curve, but that's okay. We got it. Net would like to say good evening to KK4TRJ. That's Mr. Bill. He's up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope you are. And KO4QLG. That's Mother Brother by Different Mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And N0TR, that's my buddy Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey Gary, I get to check in with you twice this week. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. Do tell me, George, that we say hello. And Gary, I'm not sure if you were able. I'm not sure whether or not you were able to make a buddy's graveside service on Friday morning. I very much, Gary, missed getting to be there at Buddy's graveside services to give reverence to show reverence to Buddy's family, especially Miss Fiesta. But Gary, her health was also poor, so I decided so Gary make along in short, Gary, because her health was poor, I decided to just stay home and keep her from being by herself since she felt that bad. But I don't know if he was able to make it or not, but that's, if you wonder where I was, Gary, at Buddy's graveside service, that's where I was. I put B in here for home for her first before going to Buddy's graveside.
Say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Jerry. And Stephen, I did not get to make it to Buddy's graveside service, so I hope that he had a lot of folks come in. He had a lot of ham friends, I know. But, you know, out of reverence to his family and respect for them, but I did not get to make it either. So, just wanted to let you know that I had to stay up this way. I had something else to do, and that I had already made plans to do that before I found out that Buddy passed away. So it was something that I couldn't change to another date. But it all worked out, I'm sure, and I don't blame you. Buddy's wife is going through a whole lot right now, and we need to respect her as much as we can. But thanks for letting me know, Stephen, and just to let you know, I was not there either. So y'all take care down there in Greenwood. Have a good day to the rest of the evening and a wonderful week starting tomorrow. Additional stations in the Quebec through Tango Group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4LZI. The buddy y'all talking about, that wasn't a big KI4END, Woody.
That was, our buddy down there in Greenwood, I can't remember his call off the top of my head now. I can't. But it was Buddy down there in Greenwood, W4DEW, Buddy down there in Greenwood.
Y'all kept saying Buddy, and I remembered the other one that down there around the Greer Taylor's there, he didn't have a good working mic and had to give up here. And I was just trying to clarify it. KI4LZI, back to you.
As far as KA4END, Mr. Buddy over there at Taylor's is doing, to my knowledge, he is still doing well, still going to exercise about 3 days a week, and is doing well. So, he's got a lot on his plate as well. His wife is not doing well, and he's got a special needs daughter. And so he keeps quite busy, but as far as I know, he is doing well. But thanks for asking there, Andy. SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Additional stations in the Quebec through Tango Group. Q through T. Call KI4DOS.
Recheck, Gary.
Now go ahead, Stephen.
Copy that, Gary. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, Gary. Buddy's graveside was on my mind all day Friday, and I was hoping that I wasn't the only one who would be unable to make it. But as I mentioned, Gary, her health had been poor all morning, Friday morning, and I decided that as much as I wanted to be there for Buddy's graveside to honor Fiesta and the family, I decided that with her health being as poor as what it was, to just forego Buddy's graveside and put her first. Gary, let's just say in short, Gary, I made the decision myself to put her first, to keep her from, so that she would not be here by herself. If something did happen, she would not be here by herself. I decided to put that before and over Buddy's graveside, even as much as I wanted to be at that also.
Steven, I do understand, and I think you made a wise decision. But appreciate you coming in there and letting me know that, and y'all take care. Again, tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Going back to the roll call, we'll go up to the patient group on a Saturday night, the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
QS. And everybody on the net, please check in KQ4YOO. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar, Clint, and Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
POS. Gary, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZBH. My name's David, I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Gary, hope you enjoy your doing well. Thanks for running the net tonight. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Romeo Charlie at KQ4ZRC. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. W3C with the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KQ4YOO, Mr. Clint, down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Clint. Hope you are doing well. And WB4ZPH, that's Mr. David. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4ZRC, that's Mr. Grayson up there in Sapphire. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Grayson. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Good evening, Gary. If you would, go ahead and check in Mark and Greer. This is KQ4WHN, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. I'll be negative and negative, but I do have a question for the group when the time is available.
KQ4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4WHN. That's Mr. Mark over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you are doing well. Mark, let me do the all call, and then I'll come back and get your question, if you don't mind.
There's time.
All righty. We'll open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, Ponish Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS.
Gary?
Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Larry, I hope you get your voice back. You don't sound real good tonight there, young man, but you keep hanging in there and hope you get to feeling better. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Hey, George, out there on Echo Link, if you do not have audio capability, shoot me a text message via Echo Link. Love to get you in my log tonight there, young man. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Try this Echo Link station one more time. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. It only means we got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net. Thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the Rank 2 portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Mr. Mark, KQ4WHN over there in Greer had a question. Mark, what can we help you with this evening?
The advice of my elders and my betters, as I have slowly worked my way into the ham community and started to figure out what kind of equipment I'm going to be using, I had a 12-inch NMO-mounted antenna on my car that I had on a 5-watt radio, and I have now replaced my little HT radio with a proper ICOM 5100. And now I'd like an antenna that I can unscrew from that NMO mount and reach out a little further. My only concern is my garage is going to limit my height, or I have to have something that's flexible or can bend over. And then I've got to figure out how often I want to get out of the car and bend that down and bend that back up as I go in and out about the day. So looking for recommendations on mobile antennas that will connect to an NMO mount and get me further out than maybe just the state line. Something that might get me to Mount Mitchell, or something that might get me from Greenville to the Anderson Medical Center. Just a little more reach than I'm getting now, and I don't know whether I need to go from 12 to 19 inches or 12 to 39 inches, but I seek your wisdom and your counsel.
I would go to at least a 19-inch antenna as far as I'm concerned. That's me personally. I drove a truck for a number of years, and I had a 102-inch steel whip that I used on 11 meters. I cut it down to 19 inches and put it on the mirror bracket on my truck, and I could talk all over everywhere with it. Now, that being said, I later changed that out and went to a dual band antenna. It's a 5/8 wave. It's about probably at least 39 inches or so, maybe a little longer than that. It was on an NMO mount, but it did have a down at the base of it, right above the NMO mount,
It had a screw that you could release, unscrew, and the antenna would fold over. That's another option. Then if you wanted to spend a little bit more money, and I know getting into the hobby, we try to get by as inexpensively as we can to start with. But they do make a mount. It's a motorized mount. It has both the different connectors. I mean, you could use an NMO or just a PL-259 or SO-239 type connector on it. And it was motorized, and you just pushed a button on the inside of the car, and it would let your antenna down. There's you a few options from my point of view and things that I have gone through. But the first thing I would do is I would go get a little bit longer antenna, get away from that 12-inch, get out to at least a 19-inch antenna to start with. But that's just me.
15 from a 12 or a 20 from a 12 going to be that big of a difference? Sounds like you had pretty good luck with it, but I'm just curious what kind of performance I'm going to get from that kind of adjustment in the overall height of the antenna.
If you look at your HT for a good example, it's got an antenna that's not 12 inches long, but it's a little rubber duck, and you go to a 19-inch antenna on your HT, you get a lot better performance out of it. I'm gonna stick my foot in my mouth. I think that's a quarter wavelength. I don't think it's half wavelength. It may be half, but I can't remember off the top of my head without me looking in my books and doing some calculating. But the longer the antenna is, in most cases, the better off you're going to be. That's not necessarily in all circumstances now, but as a general rule.
To not get something that is going to blow down in the wind as I run down up and down 85, and something that's not going to make me regret not spending a little more money. So I'm just trying to do a pro and cons list and figure out what my options are.
Like I said, on my pickup truck and on my wife's car, both we have 5/8 wave. Mine's a dual band on my vehicle, and hers is a monobander. And I run 70 or better up and down the interstate, and don't have any trouble with it. As far as that goes. Now, I don't have to worry about bringing it in my garage because I don't have a garage anymore. But it depends on where you mount it, too. The one on my car, on my wife's car and my truck are mounted on the left front fender. So that would not present a problem pulling into a garage. Or when we had a garage, it didn't present a problem. Now, if you're using a mag mount on the roof, you can use a 5/8. Well, I've got a little 5/8 wave mag mount that I bought from, where did I buy that? That was from Radio Shack back years ago. And it's 2 meter, it's base loaded. And it worked real well. And it was magnetic mounted. It did not blow off the car or anything like that. There again, it depends on how you got it mounted and where you got it mounted and a lot of other things.
See the counsel and the wisdom. I'll free up the repeater for somebody else to have another conversation. But I'm definitely going to continue my search. And
Mark, let's see if there's anybody else that's got a different point of view out there. Anybody else got anything they would like to add to Mark's question?
Well, you pretty well covered it well, but one thing that you pointed out to him, of course on HT you always got shorter rubber duck antennas, but on the 2 meter band and 19 inch, 5/8. Anything shorter than 19 inch, it's going to be iffy, like a rubber duck antenna, you know. You may get in, you may not. It's not that very efficient. And in most cases, it's not going to be 19 inches either. That's what I said, you pretty much covered it for them. KI4LZI.
Okay, appreciate you coming in there and adding to the conversation. And Mark, I hope that answered your question a little bit, give you a little more food for thought. And I hope that helped you out some and didn't confuse you.
I'm soaking in the knowledge and trying to learn from it all, but the hobby's all about experimentation, so that's what I intend to do, figure out what works for me. But the fun part is spending all the money and having all the results. So this is my second 5100. I got one that I'm talking on now that's my base, and that the new one just went into the car a couple of weeks ago, and I'm just I'm impressed with how far I can get sitting here in the house with a proper J-pole in the attic, and I'd like to have something at least comparable in the car when I'm running around. But it gets me out, gets me around. But thanks for your wisdom. KQ4, WHN.
We could help you a little bit. And anytime you got a question, come in here and jump in there and ask it. If you're asking, and I'm a net controller, I'll try to help you, but I'll also let other folks, if they've got a different opinion than mine, which is does happen on occasion, and which is okay, what works for me won't work for somebody else, maybe. you'll never know. But anyway, glad we could help you out a little bit, and I hope you enjoyed it. Playing with antennas, half as much as I do, because I put up a lot and still like playing with them and that sort of thing. Don't get to do as much of it as I did at one time, but I still enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. 4YOS. I'm not already checked in, but I want to make a comment.
Go ahead, Clint.
So Mark's question was kind of similar to one that I had, but I didn't know how to approach with the question. But I have a 6000, a Yaesu 6000R. You know, I'm in Honeypath, and I put a NMO magnet mount with a compact antenna. Now, it's a hit or miss on a daily basis with that. I just wanted to make that comment.
Okay. We do appreciate the information. That's always good to know. Like I said, I've got a couple of different mag mounts that I've accumulated over the years. Not that I don't know everything there is to know about antennas, but I've played with enough to know a little bit about some of them, which is not very much sometimes. But glad you came in there with that in case he decided he wanted to go with that particular type of antenna. A lot of times you don't ever know. I put on one NMO mount that I thought was just absolutely ridiculous. It was I'll even tell you the name brand. It was a Larson. That's an old antenna, and it'd been around a long time, and I put it on my NMO mount. It wouldn't work, and I got to checking, and over the years, the corrosion had built up on the little tab that touched down on the center of the NMO mount. And once I cleaned that up, I didn't have any more trouble out of it. Made a good antenna. So, another thing, you watch your connectors and watch if you solder a connector on or crimp a connector on, that's, watch what you're doing and
don't short anything out, that sort of thing. That's a lot of the problem a lot of the times. And then watch the feed line that you're using, and you don't crimp it too bad and mash it into a place where it might break or might short out. And normally you can get real good results with all kinds of different things. But thanks for coming in and letting us know about that, Clint.
Gary, for that, I'll check those contacts. Maybe that'll help my problem. And I want to thank Mark for asking that question, because I had the similar question. KQ4YOO.
Somebody ask a question that helps you out. Anytime you've got a question, don't feel bashful to ask it. The only dumb question I've been told is the one that is not ask. If you don't ask, you don't know, and you can't find out. So throw it out there. Somebody's either had the problem or solved the problem or, will help you figure it out. But it's all good. Anytime you have a question, come on in and ask. If we can help you, we'd love to. Check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. And Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. This is Miss Angela, Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to Unit 1 on NEP.
Good evening. K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Tommy, please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Still got that Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I don't guess George wants to check in with us tonight. Have I missed anyone for comments? Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. That's about going to wrap it up this evening. Hope each and every one of you that's out there in Radio Land is listening. Come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, will be calling, to the best of my knowledge, and give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close the net out. Had a grand total of 47 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Folks, y'all remember, y'all the ones that make the net. The net controllers just sit here and write call signs down and then read the call signs back and that sort of stuff and hope somebody will talk to them a little bit. And while I've got the microphone keyed, we're still short a couple of net controllers, and if you would like to get into the hot seat, which is not really hot, it's a lot of fun. I've been doing it for 20 years, so it can't be too bad. Anybody that would like to try to be a net controller, give us a call, let us know, and we'll see what we can do to help get you started. In the meantime, this is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. Come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Patrick should be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night. God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.
KI4DOS, KI4LCI. You ever find out more about GMRS?
A little bit more about it there, Andy. I don't know that I'm going to get involved with it, though. I'll put it that way. Me and the wife both have our ham license, and if I go out in the barn or something or go away from the house, I got a radio or HT with me, and if she needs to get in touch with me, she'll call me on that radio. But, I can listen to the repeaters and program some of those into my HTs, but I hadn't done that yet.
Well, Mandel and some does. If I lived anywhere other than where I live, I'd get a GMRS license. But here in in this location where this house is at and in the heart of summer, it just doesn't work. Let's see, I give you 462-6750. There's a 462-7 that's up on Glacier Mountain outside of Pickens. And I don't know if you can get that and that they got up there trying or not. You know, I certainly can't hear it here. And the one had been up on 6 Mile, it went with the fire and the rest of the amateur repeaters. So I don't know if Mandel's got that in backup yet or not. That was the one last I heard him talk about. He could probably get up the first, but I don't know if he's yet done it or not. And there's a few others, but I can't hear him, and I sure don't know if you'll be able to hear him.
I had to listen to a whole lot of them, but you got the 462-700 on Glassy Mountain. Then you got the, this is probably the one you're talking about, the Mandel don't have working, the 462-550. That's on 6 Mile. And you got the 462-575 down in Anderson. And 462-550 in Rosman. That's up at Fred's place and up that way. And then you got the one over at Tryon, that's 650, and then you got 625 down in Anderson at Lake Hartwell. And you got another one over at Spartanburg and Fletcher, Maggie Valley. I got a whole bunch of them listed, but I was just looking at the ones that are you know, relatively close. The one down in Anderson is about 31 miles, so that's pushing it pretty hard there. That's long distance up there. For that, I don't know if I can make that one or not.
Well, see, I've right deep. Well, that's like I said, there's differences in UHF and VHF. In my location here, it really shows in the heart of summer. There's that, and it's up there at Jeans, too. I don't remember the frequency. And that's got a real high SWR on the antenna system. I heard Mandel someone say about a 3-to-1 SWR on it, so it's running sick. I can't hear it here anyway. The only time when it was 77 I heard that Jack and Rich had up there when it was on amateur. Every once in a while I might hear the ID, but I never heard even when it was like amateur repeater. I never heard it reliably, but that net switches back and forth from one month to the next month, from 462-6750 to 462-7. And when it's not on one of them, it's on the other one at 7:30 there on Monday.
I listened last Monday, but I hadn't. You know, I tried to do a whole lot of listening. I turned the scanner on, mostly just to listen to find out what's going on with the fire up there around Table Rock and Persimmon Ridge up there. Yeah, I'm more concerned with that than I am anything else right now.
Listen, when I've had the chance about all week, and I'm still on the tank simplex frequency, but I'm right here blowing, so I should hear. As of about, let's see, I've switched over here to amateur about at 8. As of probably about 7:30, 7:45, I'm still hearing activity on those tank simplex frequencies up here. So you're in the right place. You're going to hear it all, and I'm sure you got those repeater frequencies they use, correct?
Listed.
Have you listened to it speak of? You've heard how busy they've been. Very, very busy. And the choppers with the airdrops going to refuel at these various airports and whatnot when they come up here and drop water. As you've seen, it's quite, quite busy.
Been quite busy, I've been listening to that because, you know, you live up in that area, and then, oh gosh, there's a whole bunch of fellas and folks that live up there, and some of them have had to evacuate, and some of them are waiting to see if they're going to have to leave. You know, I'm just trying to hang in there, and if they need something, you know, I can get in touch with them if they need something that I can help with. But, yeah, we kind of have to watch out for each other up in that area with these fires going, and I was proud of our governor, the way he come in there and said that, you know, there is a red flag warning on all outdoor burning, and if somebody, if one of your neighbors is burning, call in on them. I thought that was a good thing. Maybe we can cut down on some of these forest fires and stuff that's going on around everywhere. It's not just the ones that are burning, but it's ones that yeah, the possibility of them starting as well.
Well, see, that's the only thing that I can think. I ain't heard what caused that up there under Caesar's head, other than I'm glad he didn't go up the mountain and take any more repeaters out, because under the right conditions, they could.
Yes, it was KI4LZI. Andy, you're absolutely right, and according to the webpage at Fire Response, web page that was given out on the net. According to that, the one up there on Persimmon Ridge was man-made as well. They told a little more detail about the one on Caesar's Head, but they did say that that it was man-made fire. You know, that started it, and they didn't say anything other than that. But that was on the web page, over.
Okay, well, I've heard these websites mentioned so many times, but I'm not really equipped here to write anything. So I've never wrote it down, and I've just been monitoring those frequencies and just hadn't heard. But one thing it points out, they're going to have to do a whole lot more controlled burning, though. Especially after all that stuff from last October and Helene that's around. This demonstrates there's a whole lot more controlled burning they're going to have to do and keep things on standby for times like this.
Right. Well, you know, the big trees that fell over, Andy, are still too green. You know, they hadn't dried out in 6 months for them to be too big a fire danger. But they're so big, and they're blocking the, you know, the access to get to the brush fires. They can't get in there because of all the trees is laying over. So, you know, I've heard I don't know if it was on the TV or where I heard it now, but they sent one crew in ahead of the firefighters with the chainsaws to cut the trees up so they could make a trail in there to get to the fires. So, you know, that stuff is going to be, as it lays on the ground and dries out, it's going to become a bigger fire hazard than it is now. But it just being about 6 months old, you know, it's still pretty green out there. Laying there with the bark on it and it not split, it's not going to dry out very quick.
Well, see, I'm right there. Oh, I heard one of them up here talking up here. I can't remember. It was one of these evenings here, two or three evenings ago up there, that fire on the backside of Table Rock actually jumped that watershed lake over to the other side up there. That wind was so blowing the ember so far, it went across that watershed lake and started to fire over on the other side. And I kind of ran up on Tape Rock and decades past, and that's a lake up in a watershed lake back in there, quite a wide area. But to have jumped that, I meant that was one heck of a situation with wind